Almost 16,000 children in the U.S. are diagnosed with cancer each year. Treatment is exhausting and long, but fortunately, the survival rate for childhood cancers is quite high, approaching 90%.
Eventually, those children can get back to a normal life. That's not to say the transition from hospital room back to classroom is easy. Now, that comes with its own set of challenges. Here's the show's Annika Klein.
Losing hair was a side effect of Emma's cancer, lymphoblastic leukemia.
Emma lost her hair 3 times during treatment.
That's Emma's mom, Ildi Lasko Kerr.
She started 7th grade, totally bald.
And in a way, missing nearly half of 2 school years was a side effect too.
So Emma missed about, I would say, 70 days of 5th grade in terms of school, and she missed almost 80 days of 6th grade.
She was worried about missing school, and then she was worried about going back. Besides catching up on schoolwork, there were all these things she'd missed out on with friends. And there were stares from strangers.
You know, Emma, when she first was diagnosed, certainly had the little kids or younger kids ask her, like, you know, are you going to die? You know, and Emma's answer was, I hope not. What do you say to their classmates when they ask the question? Because you don't know either.
As Emma started to get better, she and her mom helped Children's Cancer Network develop a program to teach students about childhood cancer and MASS. That program is called HOPE. It stands for Honoring Our Peers Every Day. And today's presentations are at Brett R. Tarver Elementary School in Maryvale.
My name is Cooper and cancer is the worst.
My name is Mia and cancer is the worst.
My name's Lauren and cancer is the worst.
Fourth
cancer
and fifth graders watch worst. As 3 kids in this video talk about having cancer.
People were making fun of me because I had no hair, no eyebrows, no eyelashes. People tell me I was bald and I said, duh.
The hour-long presentation gives facts and stories and tips for how to respect peers who have cancer. And it was piloted at Emma's school.
It made such a big difference to her to have her classmates understand a little bit more about cancer and about treatment.
If they're armed with those facts, they can dispel myths. They can take away gossiping and teasing that may go on.
Sharon Wozni is the program specialist at Children's Cancer Network.
It presents a very scary subject in an as entertaining way as you possibly can.
They've talked to almost 5,000 Arizona students since starting last year. If there are children with cancer at the school, the presenters don't point them out. But families or teachers can request that HOPE come to a school if they feel it would help a certain child there.
We currently have a 2nd grader who is battling brain cancer.
That's Joy Weiss, principal here at Tarver.
And so we brought this program in to educate so that as the child goes in and out of our school, kids are aware and have that compassion they need.
And they're trying something else while that 2nd grader is away from her class. At her desk, in the little plastic chair, sits a big stuffed monkey named Charlie.
This particular child is going to miss up to 3/4 of this school year. So it would be very easy to forget that child is in your classroom.
Charlie reminds the others they have a classmate who hopes to come back soon and who wants to be treated like any other kid when she does. Here's Emma's mom, Ildi, again.
So the HOPE program really helped reinforce that I'm still me.
The most important thing, I'm still me.
Emma's cancer is in remission. She's a full-time 8th grader now. And next year, there will be a new transition, high school. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.